Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Get you sexy, huh?
Let's head down to Miami. Let's check in with our friend Tim Hasselbeck. Our weekly chat with him. Timmy, how you doing?
Doing great. I mean, feet in the sand in Miami, just to be clear.
Feet in the sand.
That is painting the picture.
I am in a suit, but my feet are in
So how is
Do you have the cuffs on your pants rolled up or something? You got shin bones and calves exposed? Or?
No, but I was told, like the NFL live set, we have a little, demo field. The one instruction we did get was make sure you try to knock off the sand before you walk onto the demo field. So, Teddy Bruschi has no socks on, and I missed that memo of, dressing festive.
What stands out to you the most leading up to this game on Sunday?
I think probably that Patrick Mahomes I would probably say Patrick Mahomes. I talked to you guys a lot about him leading up to the draft. The year he came out, he was at Texas Tech. I thought he was a really, really raw player. I think had he gone somewhere other than to Kansas City with Andy Reid, I think, the trajectory of his career would be completely different. But now he's a guy that I just saw a thing run on SportsCenter. He's got an MVP, and if he wins a Super Bowl, he'll be the youngest player to have an MVP and a Super Bowl ring at the quarterback position at 24 years old. Pretty remarkable, kind of what's happened with him as the quarterback in Kansas City.
Because I'm very curious of the chess match because San Francisco's very good on defense, Tim. But as you know, their one weakness is really they haven't been great against the run. Kansas City's strength is absolutely not the run. It is slinging the ball all around the place. So a lot of people are suggesting, or are wondering, is Andy Reid going to, try to run more against the San Francisco? Obviously, they did a really good job against the Titans and Derrick Henry, but on the San Francisco side of things, what are they giving up? 5 yards, I think, on average, a carry. So they haven't been great. Their strength is locking you down against the pass. They're going to get to him. I also want to know, can they get to Mahomes because he's so elusive? Those are a couple of things that really stand out to me. I wonder how Andy Reid and the Chiefs approach that.
I think Andy's going to do what
got him there.
Yeah, and honestly, what he's always done. I mean, he's a guy that played offensive line as a player, but he's a guy that loves the passing game. And his best player is the quarterback. And so I think you want to put the ball in his hands. He doesn't. One thing about him is he doesn't coach scared. He coaches relaxed. He coaches loose. He wants guys to play with confidence. And so he just has his personality is not going to, he doesn't want anyone else to dictate, kind of what they're going to do. He'd rather take it to them. So I don't think they're going to change a whole lot. I don't think Andy's calling 30 run plays. Now he'll, I think, call certain pass plays that are extensions of the run play. By the way, I'm okay. There's a set malfunction here, if you could hear that.
Miami problems.
I know you were concerned about me. I think that's what he's going to do. Now, he may call a bunch of plays where the ball gets out of his hands quickly, but it then is on the perimeter. And look, spitting it outside to Tyreek Hill, at the line of scrimmage or Sammy Watkins, is the same thing as running an outside zone play with your running back. In fact, it might even be better, and it starts to wear down those defensive linemen because they got to run sideline to sideline. So I think that'll be his approach to it. I really do. And I think the bigger question, you know, really is, I think, can this Kansas City defense that's been much improved, can they get stops? Can they get enough stops where, you know, time of possession, you know, is something that's fairly even, not something that's lopsided?
Okay, so if I asked it this way, do you believe Garoppolo's going to – his number – okay, I don't know how to phrase it because Garoppolo doesn't need to throw much for San Francisco to win games. Kansas City doesn't need to run much to win games. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to phrase it, but which one do you think has a better chance of those numbers going up? Garoppolo attempting a lot more passes than normal or Kansas City running?
Well, here's what's interesting about passes than normal. This is a question we're going to talk about on NFL Live today, but do you think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to throw it more or less than 20 times in this game?
Okay, that's perfect because I was going to ask you if we had to assess an over-under of attempted passes by Garoppolo, what would you set it at 20 and a half?
No, so I think it's over, but I think it's easily over. But that's NFL Live is setting it at that, which means it's probably, you know, Vegas has set it at something like that. But if you look on the season, I think in the 19 games that they've played, or sorry, 18 games that they've played this year, you know, regular season and postseason, I think, I don't know for sure, but I think 15 times he's thrown it over 20 times. It's not like they don't throw the ball. Now, we've seen, you know, two playoff games where one he throws it 19 and the other throws it 11 or something like that, whatever the numbers have been, 8 and 11 or whatever the numbers were in terms of, you know, him not throwing the ball a lot. But, like, that's not who they've been. They haven't been afraid to throw the football. I think we all saw Kyle Shanahan change the way he called the game against, against the Vikings, and that kind of morphed into, hey, they're afraid to let him throw the football. But, like, go watch him on the road in New Orleans. I think he threw it over 40 times in that game. So, and the other thing I will say is this, and I did a tape on it on SportsCenter earlier today. The Niners, maybe better than anybody in football, do a good job of finding easy completions. Like, you know, that's kind of the makeup of Mike Shanahan, Gary Kubiak, and now Kyle Shanahan is, you know, these move the pocket plays where the throw is right in front of you, or quick game stuff where you're getting somebody on the move and a short throw turns into a big game again. And then you dial up, you know, a hard play action and then you get somebody just wide, wide open. So I think he throws it over 20 times. I think it's probably around 25, maybe more. I think they'll have to because Kansas City will score. And, you know, I don't think he'll play poorly.
Okay, what if the over-under number was 25 and a half? Is that probably the better number? Which way would you go, over or under?
That's probably the better number. I might still take the over just because I think Kansas City's going to score, and so that may dictate some, like, late play calling. But I think that's probably a better number. And look, I think Kyle Shanahan would rather, you know, be in a situation of calling less than 25 passes, not because he doesn't trust his quarterback, but if you're calling less than 25 passes, that means you're not playing catch up. You're not down two scores at certain points in the game. And, you know, you've got an opportunity to just play keep away. So I think under 25 is probably a number that Kyle would like.
Talking to Tim Hasselbeck with the feet in the sand, as he says, down in Miami on the ESPN set, are getting ready for the Super Bowl this weekend. And Tim, one thing that has been talked about some and some of the stuff I've read is just because San Francisco has such a great pass rush that Patrick Mahomes might have to run the ball even more than he has. And obviously he's very capable, as we saw against the Titans. But do you think that will be a big stat, how many times Mahomes ends up tucking it and running it?
I think how much production he has running it could end up being a big stat. Another thing we're talking about today, it's funny, it's like you guys were looking at the NFL Live rundown. Patrick Mahomes, more or less than 50 yards rushing. I think he had over 50 in each of the two playoff games, right?
Yes.
But you look on the season, I think he's only done it three or four times on the season. You know, we just happened to see a couple games where, you know, he ran wild. Now, it's been helpful to, you know, to them, and he's obviously very good outside the pocket. I think it could be fewer than 50 yards rushing because, you know, like San Francisco plays so much zone And so in playing zone, your eyes are on the quarterback. The other thing they have is great team speed on defense. And so I just don't think that a team that's playing zone that's got great team speed on defense, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is rushing for over 50 yards. But, Darren, if he does, or Willie, if he does, like, yeah, I think that's a very telling stat in the football game if he runs for over 50 yards. That would be a terrible thing for the 49ers.
From our viewpoint here, it's easy to come up with this one, but we saw the 49ers just run all over the Packers, and we saw the Kansas City rush defense that was much maligned, right, for a good while, that seemed to get it together towards the end of the season, get the key stops against Derrick Henry. What about the matchup, 49ers running game against the Kansas City rush defense?
Yeah, the 49ers running game is interesting in that they do a couple of things, and they do them really, really well. So, like, they run one back power. They run, they'll run like an inside zone play that's a split flow in the backfield. But then what they do is they window dress it with all kinds of other stuff. And so it looks like different creative runs, but it's really for the tight end and the five offensive linemen. It's the same thing over and over again, and they've gotten really good at it. You know, that I think is very different to defend than defending the Titans run game, for example. And so, yeah, I think that's a big time challenge for them, because you have to deal with, kind of all of these different looks, but not necessarily knowing what you're going to get. And not that, I'm not saying the Titans were predictable in their run game, but I think it was a different style of run game. But it was, it was different than what the 49ers do. So, yeah, that to me is the challenge. Raheem Mostert is really, really fast. I think that's the other aspect of it, is his speed, I think, is a little bit of an issue for the inside backers of Kansas City. And so I think when you look at that, that probably ends up being the biggest key to the football game.
It took the Chiefs 50 years to get back to the Super Bowl, and everybody's talking about how they've got their ducks in a row. They get there. They have the team with the ideal situation. You have a tremendous quarterback who is not getting the big money yet, and that obviously is going to change down the road. Do you think this is the best chance to win it that the Chiefs will ever have?
I don't know about ever, because I would think that he continues to get better. That's Mahomes. I think he continues to get better. I think that Andy Reid has proved to be one of the best coaches, but honestly, the history of football, in my estimation. And so, and he's not going anywhere. He's kind of a lifer, way I would see it. So I don't know that it's the best, but this is a really good chance now. I mean, you're playing a first year, a first time head coach playing, coaching in this game, even though he's got some experience and that type of thing. That's a neat opportunity. You have a quarterback who, didn't play last year because he had an ACL injury. And so you're facing him. You're not facing you're not facing Drew Brees or somebody like that in this game. So I think there are factors that really line this up to be a great opportunity for Patrick Mahomes, for Andy Reid. But I also think that these guys are going to be together for a while, and I think that both of them are so good, and I think Patrick's going to continue to get better. I know that Brees is, so many of these guys have only won one, like whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees or, some of these great quarterbacks, it's hard to get to this point. But, this guy also has kind of changed the game already.
Tim, Chase took today and the rest of the week off to, quote, go to Gatlinburg. Is Gatlinburg
Super Bowl week, man?
Is that code for South Beach?
I was just going to say, do you really think he's in Gatlinburg?
That's why I'm asking.
Come on, a guy with game like Chase has, to go to Gatlinburg? Nah, man. I mean, he's probably, I don't know, he's probably at the Clevelander, about 7 Mai Tais in, I'm thinking. What
so
time
you,
is it right
So you
now?
Think, he, well, it's what, 12:45 your time? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think?
So you think he's down on South Beach?
Here's what I think. I think that he was afraid that you were going to try to piggyback and come with him, but he told you something different than he told everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a yes.
Yeah.
That was code. Gatlinburg is code. Tim, thank you as always. Enjoy Miami, and can't wait to see what we see on Sunday, and we'll talk about it next week with you.
Cool. Sounds good. See you guys.
All right. That is Tim Hasselbeck down in Miami, right there on the set of NFL Live.
And if we find out that that's true.
Did you think about that? Because I was thinking about that today. Like, he says he's going to Gatlinburg, but is that code for he's going to be down in Miami?
All I can say is if we find out that that's true, there will be repercussions.
What do you think the consequences should be?
Oh, I think some serious sanctions.
I agree. He's the constable, but we may have to, we'll have to dole out sanctions.
Yes, I believe so.
All right, we will come back and close up shop in hour number two next.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.